Siddur Snippets series is sponsored by Dr. Robert and Judy Brookstein in memory of her mother, my wife's grandmother, Edith Goldsmith, Esther Bas Yaakov. We're making our way through the first bracha, still, of Birchos Kriya Shema. And we are up to the Pasuk, Pinos Tzva Av Kedoshim, Romamei Shakai. We're still following the Aleph Beis. Remember, we spoke about, we use all the letters of the alphabet in order to communicate that the whole world came to be for the purpose of being a platform for living a life of Torah. The Torah is the essence, Torah is the core, Torah is central to why we are here. So, Pinos Tva'av Kedoshim, what do those words mean? Difficult words. Again, we say it every day. We might as well know what it means. Pinos Tva'av Kedoshim. I'm not going to test anybody. I don't want to embarrass anyone. I would have been embarrassed if I were asked. Pinos Tva'av Kedoshim. The leaders of the Tva'av, of the hosts, who are Kedoshim, who are holy. The Sefer Rinas Chaim explains that the word Pinos means the strongest. Like in Tehillim and Hallel, we say Even Pina, which means the cornerstone, the stone that is the strongest, that is foundational, that's holding up the others. So similarly here, Pinos Tzva'av means the strongest of the hosts, the strongest of the Malachim, who are the cornerstone, who hold up all of the angels. And who are they? Nothing's coincidental. It's this week's Parsha. At least three of them come visit. The Rinas Chaim say, Michal, Gavriel, Raphael, and Uriel, these four most famous of the angels, they are the Pinos Tzva'av, they are the cornerstone, they are the foundation, they are the strongest of the angels, Kedoshim, and we describe them as holy. And what do they do? What is their goal? What is their essence? They proclaim, Romamei, Shakai, they exalt the Almighty, the Holy One, Shin Dalet Yud, I'm not pronouncing directly. It's considered one of the names of God that we don't say explicitly. Shin Dalet Yud. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis tells us that that name, Shin Dalet Yud, comes from Ani Usha Amarte Leolam Dai. God created a world and the world was forever expanding and the world was competing. The ocean, the land, the seas, each was trying to stretch over the other. They were competing who was in charge and who would represent the greatest territory. Until Ani Usha Amarti La'olam Dai, Hashem said, Genuk, enough! Stop expanding, stop conquering, stop trying to take over one another. Dai. Dai means enough. Genuk. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the world. Now who appreciates that? Who can understand what would have happened to the world had Hashem not set up boundaries? Had He not set up borders? What would have happened to a world which expanded inappropriately? Only the angels can understand. We finite humans here on earth only see the world the way it is, but the angels saw the world the way it was going. And that's what this pasuk means. The Pinos Tzva'av Kedoshim, Michal, Gavriel, Raphael, and Uriel, the strongest, the foundation cornerstones of the angels, they are Romamei, they exalt God. But what name do we use for the God they're exalting? They're exalting the God who had the strength to say, die, enough, stop. This is what the world needs to look like this, and not anymore. It connects to this past week's parsha, in Lech Lecha, Hashem introduces Himself to Avram, and He says, Ani Kel Shin Dalet Yud. I am God known by the name Shin Dalet Yud. Now, when does Hashem introduce Himself by that name? Why is it relevant to Avram? Why is it relevant to us? And how can it inspire our daily davening? So the Medrash Rabbah tells us that prior to Avram's bris, before his circumcision, he mingled with others and he saw his role as being so socially adjusted to be able to inspire and to recruit, to do outreach. And when Hashem told him it's time for a bris at an advanced age, he felt he was going to be bizarre, an anomaly, he'd be an outlier. People would look at him as peculiar. Circumcision, advanced age, I'm not going to be able to be successful in my mission. I can't integrate with others. I won't be able to recruit or do outreach with them. And the Medrash tells us that Hashem looked at Avram and He said, Dayecha, it's enough for you that I'm your God. You don't need any more in life than me. It's not a popularity contest. You don't have to fit into the ethics and ethos and mores of the time. You don't have to be ranked on social media. Dayecha, Ani Kel Shin Dalet Yud. God says to Avram, I should be enough for you. You don't need to be the most popular. You don't need to compete. And Rashi says it's a composite. Anihu sheyesh dai be'elokusi l'cho bria. I am the one whose divinity is enough for every creature. That's what Hashem was telling Avram. That's what Hashem tells us. I am the one who died. I've introduced the concept of boundaries and borders. The idea of having enough. That's what we sing on Pesach, Dayenu. The whole song Dayenu is a reinforcement of the attitude of the philosophy Dayenu, die, that we're capable of saying, I have enough. We live in a world that always wants more and more and better and better. I just downloaded the update for my phone. The newest update, the newest phone, the latest model, new, bigger, better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminds us that we, like He, has the capacity for die, enough boundaries, borders, to be satisfied, to be happy, not only with the things in life, but even Ani Kel Shin Dalad Yud, I am the God that I am enough for you, He tells Avraham. If you follow what I tell you, I am enough for you. You don't have to worry about anything else. And that's what we're invoking. Pinos Vav Kedoshim. The angels appreciate more than anyone else. Romame, they exalt God. But which God? They exalt the God of Shin Dalad Yud.